This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, real quick, over the weekend, we have 71 affiliates across the United States of America that are listening to us right now, just in America. We also have 53 other countries that are listening to us. And it's interesting because we got some information back from some of our friends that, well, there was one guy out there that said, Bradley's just a little too radical with his views. And I've hit this before, but I want to hit it. I want to be a little bit more detailed in my exposition concerning what's going on across the country today concerning my radicalism. It's interesting because the only person that's ever called me radical ever has been the likes of a Muslim in Minnesota named Keith Ellison, who's also the chairperson for the LGBT community. Oh, and by the way, when he won his seat in the 5th District in Minnesota here, it was reported by the FBI that the Muslims were going up and down the halls of the Capitol in the state of Minnesota shouting out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And for some reason, for standing on the side of the Constitution that Keith Ellison and others swore to uphold, to hold their feet to the fire, now seems to be a radical move, America. You know what? If that's what they call me, I'm glad they call me radical. Because if I'm radical for the laws that they're supposed to uphold, in which hundreds of thousands of men fought blood and died to give us, then you know what? So be it. Really, friends, so be it. But I want to say this. It's pretty interesting to me how you'll hear from individuals that should know better, but it explains as to why we're in the position that we're in today. But it amazes me, friends, that there's people out there that call it radical to call out those that are actually advocating the murder of the babies in the womb. Now, I want to tell you something. Their radicalism concerning their definition of who I am, isn't it interesting that if there was a dog that was beat to death, it would be headline news across the United States of America? But when it's a baby being dismembered, and when it's a baby and his parts are being sold off, or her parts are being sold off, exposed by those that have enough internal fortitude to obey God because they love God and mankind, and namely the innocent in the womb, for some reason those that stand for life, they're called radical today. But those that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb, I guess they just get a pass. And those that stand up on the behalf of animal rights, for some reason, they get headline news, friends. And of course, I'm not advocating the cruelty to anybody's beast. The Bible says clearly in the book of Proverbs that we're to be kind to our beasts. But it shows you where the affections of the people have been led in this country today. To show more love for a dog or an animal rather than a human being. And because of that, I'm called radical. And again, friends, I just put it on my belt. I've got it on my shirt now. It's another accolade for standing on the side of our laws. It's another accolade for standing up for the babies in the womb, while they're being slaughtered to the number of 3,000 to 4,000 a day in this country. And for some reason, there's very few people, we're told by the state-controlled media, that wants to set the narrative through their propaganda agenda, that there's very few that actually care about that. I want to tell you something. I speak for a majority of the American people, hands down. I speak the conscience of this nation, hands down. They can call me what they will, but if another baby is saved because of my radicalism today, then so be it, friends. I'm okay with that. You know, Jesus said you're going to be hated by all men for my namesake. And you know what? It really comes to this, friends. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And if we stand for life and they call us names, let them call us names. Because they're about ready to fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. Just give it a little time. Read the book of Psalm chapter 37 when you get a moment. Because the Bible tells us our eyes will see of it and our ears will hear of it. Now, I'm setting that for the very purpose of bringing this to you. Isn't it interesting that, well, we were told again that the Donald Trump and his administration shut down Planned Parenthood. They want to defund Planned Parenthood. Yes, international. Let's put it into perspective. Yes, international. But what about what's going on in this country today? Now, we know, again, only to prove the point that I speak on the behalf of the majority of the Americans concerning my radicalism, on the behalf of the innocent in the womb that are laid prey to doctors that you're led to believe are doctors when, in fact, they're murderers, friends. It's interesting to note, friends, 650,000 people protested this foreign criminal that just left our White House not too long ago. But you didn't hear a thing about it, did you? No, because they didn't want you to hear about it. Let me take it over to politics to show you who's advocating many crimes in the United States, but this being one of many. Let's go to Planned Parenthood. McAuliffe, the governor in Virginia, friends, of all states, McAuliffe, Governor McAuliffe, he vetoes a bill that would defund Planned Parenthood. Now, let's think about that. He vetoes a bill that would actually protect the innocent in the womb. Again, keep in mind, thou shalt not kill is the law of the land. But they kill at will, and America believes because the corrupt government in this country actually sanctioned the murder of the innocent. For some reason or another, they've been given a pass to go ahead and do whatever they want to do, as again, to suggest that they're above the law when nothing could be further from the truth. And I want to tell you something. On judgment day, Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. It's not just those corrupt officials that you tolerate that you are actually submitting and subjugating yourself to by allotting the murder of the innocent in the womb. But I want to tell you something. You are just as guilty as an accomplice as those that actually sanction that which is contrary to God's law. And you will personally and individually stand before God for what you have tolerated. I've laid this to your candor so many times, and I lay it to your candor again. Which one is actually the criminal? The one that advocates the crime or the one that's an accomplice to the crime? In the sight of the law, in the sight of heaven, both are. As a matter of fact, America is under judgment because of what Americans tolerate through corrupt officials. Now, I'm taking this over to McAuliffe. Governor McAuliffe in Virginia, he vetoes a bill that would defund Planned Parenthood. Now, why would he do something like that? Listen to this. The bill sponsored by Del Benjamin Klein, a Republican from Rockbridge, no difference between the right and the left, friends, were ruled by law, not by either party, passed the Senate last week on a 20-19 vote. Just think about that. 20-19 vote. You have that many people in your country called representatives that don't know the difference between right and wrong when it comes to life in the womb. I want to come back, give you a little bit of an exposition on this, because this will make everything come to the light in perfect sense.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know you can jump online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Twitter account is BradleyDean1. Again, for what it's worth, BradleyDean1. Again, friends, if you want to call in, please do. Love hearing from you. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, right? So what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio and Media, is we're exposing the falsehoods, friends. Those that serve we, the people in this country, folks, they are to uphold the Constitution, not to tear it down and recreate it in their own ungodly wicked images. We don't need reprobates, friends. We need people that are here to magnify the laws. We don't need more laws. We need to get rid of the 10,000 policies that are thrown on us on a monthly basis from these corrupt officials, friends. It's not constitutional. It's unconstitutional. These outlaws are implementing unlaw upon your backs only to bring you to what? Servitude towards sin again. And the only one that actually allows these things are the only group of people that allows these individuals to go forward are those that bend over for it. Straighten your back up and stand up against this corruption, friends. Because again, friends, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, simply get back to God's 10. We don't need more laws. We need the laws that we have to be enforced by good men that represent we the people and that have integrity, and they are called statesmen or stateswomen. Politician is a slang, friends. It's not a good word. They're statesmen or they're stateswomen. Let's get that vernacular straight. What I'm exposing right now and what I was exposing to you during the end of the last segment, friends, is the fact that you're looking at a government, folks, that is advocating these crimes against you. They work for a special interest and then they sell you down to go back and get in the ship and go back to Egypt, as the Bible warns us of. If we keep His commandments, His statutes, His judgments to keep and to do them, guess what? We wouldn't be complaining about crime because we'd be magnifying the law against their crime, only to establish judgment to teach these other individuals that are in government the fear of God and the fear of the people that we will not tolerate your crime. And when you send that message, I'll tell you what, crime and evil and wickedness is going to flee, friends. It's going to scurry like a bunch of rats in a room when you turn the light on. And by the way, that's what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty, Ephesians 5, friends. When we turn the light on, light reproves the darkness, and that's exactly what we're doing. McAuliffe vetoes, this is a governor, a corrupt governor, out of Virginia, of all places. McAuliffe vetoes bill that would defund Planned Parenthood. This is one of a plethora of topics concerning crimes that America tolerates concerning their supposed representatives. Okay? I want you to listen to this, because I'm looking at a picture right now of Mr. McAuliffe, Governor Terry McAuliffe, flanked by Democratic legislators who back the action, in other words, to defund Planned Parenthood, talks about his veto of a bill to defund Planned Parenthood, in other words, to stop it. Friends, no, we can't have that. Well, Mr. McAuliffe, I have a question for you. Why is it that we can't have it? Why is it that you're standing up on the behalf of an organization that has been exposed over and over and over again, even selling the likes of babies' body parts? How is it that you can actually stand there with a straight face and tell the people that I got to veto this bill? Now, by the way, a veto, just for a definition for some may not understand, I'm not saying that in a demeaning sense at all. A veto is a constitutional right to reject a decision or proposal made by law-making body, the legislatures. Okay, friends? But also keep in mind, a constitutional right falls in, folks, into that circle of understanding what God gives us to be rights. Because we don't have a right to kill. So there is no constitutional right to veto a bill which creates a law to legislate the stopping of murder, folks. The law works against itself. Okay? So people can get confused here because of the definition of words. Here's my point. God didn't give us a right to kill. Okay, so therefore, this criminal that's advocating the murder of babies, namely Governor Terry McAuliffe, he has no right to veto what the law says, because we know from our founders, William Blackstone, friends, who rightly said anything that's contrary to God's moral law, it's null and void. Here's the word, nugatory. It doesn't apply. But for some reason or another, you have been led through a Democratic and a Republican party, friends. We've talked about that so many. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. And by the way, folks, this is the lying political language that you have been saturated in for 60 to 70, 80 to 80 years in this country. What do you mean a Democratic party? What do you mean a Republican party? Both sides are to uphold the law. Here, let me give you another example. I remember doing a radio interview out of Minneapolis here, WCCO, and an individual had a problem with my narrow-mindedness when I ended my prayer at the Capitol with the name of Jesus Christ. He said he called himself a Christian, and in his confusion and in his blindness, he said, "I'll pray for your narrow-mindedness," when I told him this. I said to him, Chad, WCCO in Minneapolis here, I said to him, he asked me my opinion. And I said to him, "Chad, I want you to understand something, brother from another mother. Your opinion matters no more than my opinion matters. We're not ruled by opinion in this country. We're ruled by the empire of laws," said the second president of the United States. Again, it's called the Mosaic Institution, Common Law. Read the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence. What sets upon that? Common law. Our constitutional republic and its enumerated laws, Article 4, Section 4. Then I went on to say to him, I said, see, the problem that we're having in this country is through the educational systems who have indoctrinated kids to believe different ways, only again to use that to be federally indoctrinated illegally through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, friends. It's interesting, we can have the same opinion as long as we're rooted in the same principles. But friends, see, the problem we're having here is through the Democratic Party and the Republican Party is we're not all rooted together. And we already know in this country a good portion of those that you call the good guys through the conservative and Republican movement, they're worse than what you call the left. And keep in mind, they're the ones that are holding the position of being the right. And again, friends, if they were doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And that shows you how corrupt they are. As a matter of fact, today's conservatives are nothing less than yesterday's liberals. Is that true? Nobody can deny what I'm telling us. And nor, friends, can anybody deny that we have to take responsibility to right these wrongs concerning these corrupt politicians, friends, because corrupt they are. Now, I just, interestingly enough, passed this by not too long ago, and I thought it was just a great way to explain the point in which I'm making right now. I am doing live radio, and I'm waiting for it to pull up right now, and it was a quote by none other than Martin Luther King Jr. himself. And the way he phrased this, again, I don't think anybody could have said it any better than the way this guy said it. And the way that he had said it, it's interesting how the left and how the right continuously oppose one another. And it's interesting how the right and the conservatives seems to, well, they like to label themselves as the good guy. When in fact, if you look at the fruit of them individuals, they're the ones that are allowing the left to go advance their propaganda in the first place to tear away at the laws that the right are supposed to uphold. But that's not what we're seeing in this country today. So again, friends, when you're looking at the good guy, because listen, I can't right now on live radio think for the life of me. One individual that calls themselves a conservative on radio across the boards, I cannot think of one of them that actually makes reference to God's moral law in concurrent, friends, in alliance to the laws of our constitutional republic to expose the crime for what it is. Nope. They're so busy trying to appease their sponsors that they, like the politicians that they continuously complain about, are only there to all the more confuse the American people as to what the issues are of the day. It's really not that hard to fix the problem, and it's really not hard to detect it when you know the Word of God and the Constitution. Like taking a straight stick and laying it next to a crooked one, it's not hard to expose the deviation, is it? And that's exactly what the Bible tells us in Romans 3:20. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, the crime. 1 John 3:4 as well. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to pull up that quote, and I'm going to continuously expose the crime and those that you call representatives in this country, friends. They're not representing you.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit. My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now, give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. I'm exposing both sides of the aisle here, friends. Again, encouraging the American people and admonishing you, friends, to get back to the law to remain a free people. Right before the end of the break, I was talking about a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. Listen carefully as to what he said. He understood it. Who understood it more than he did when he said, the conservatives who say, let us not move so fast, and the extremists who say, let us get out and whip the world, would tell you that they are as far apart as the poles. But there's a striking parallel. They accomplish nothing, for they do not reach the people who have a crying need to be free. You know, and when I'm reading that, it reminds me, this is what comes to my aid, Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, Trey Gowdy. I see conservatives all day long. Look at how Trey Gowdy handed so-and-so her backside to her. Or Daryl Issa. Look at Daryl Issa, really gave it to him today. Or Jason Chaffetz. Friends, if you pull the curtain back on these individuals, you will find out that they are nothing more than pawns to appease the great appeasers of the American people to do nothing but to satisfy the curiosity of those that would do something. That's why we're in trouble today. I mean, folks, again, think about this. Did you know that the founding fathers were against political parties? We only have one constitution. Did you know that they were against public education? Did you know that they were against welfare? And not the definition in which they intended, friends, believe me, because it's found in the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. They were against Medicare, Medicaid. Since when does the government have any business in Medicaid or Medicare? And we can see the fruit of what they're doing. They've been found out over and over to be robbing those little coffers, haven't they? Yes, indeed they have. Social Security, where did that come from? Unemployment benefits? Really? What about scripture that tells us if you do not work, you do not eat? Well, here you have it, a government working against the system of heaven. And what happens? You get the system of hell, and then you stand back, throw your hands up in the air and say, what is wrong with my country? Did you know that the founding fathers were against gun regulation of any kind? As a matter of fact, if they weren't an armed people, we wouldn't be here today. They were against foreign aid. They were against a democracy, of course, because they broke away from one. They were against continuous public debt. As a matter of fact, before a sitting president left his tenure, did you know that he had to repay that debt back before the next president came in? Now look it. You have how many trillions of dollars that this country's in debt because you've been led by ill-designing men to literally bring you into the side of the ditch, friends, and off the road, friends. I mean, this is crazy stuff. If the blind lead the blind, they all end up in a ditch, said Jesus. Right? Large standing armies. Huh. Our forefathers were against indefinite detention. No, what they would do if a crime was committed, guess what would happen? Justice would be brought swiftly. It wouldn't be tolerated. I live out in a rural area, and they have a museum close by. And if a crime was committed during the establishment of this country, and for a long time after, friends, 100 and some years afterwards, if a crime was committed, the accused would have a right to a speedy trial. And it would be the next day or the day after. It wouldn't be, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road. It would be within a couple days. They would literally take the accused and they would throw him in a cell outside. See, they would deter crime. They wouldn't encourage the crime. And if he was found guilty, then he would be dealt with accordingly. And the way that he was dealt with would teach others to fear to commit the crime. Now it's advocated, right? But friends, we need to get back to who we are, not to what they want us to become, because it's not working out for us. Furthermore, did you also know the founding fathers were against organizations like the CIA, the FBI, the DEA, the TSA, the ATF, the NSA, the FCC? Really, friends? Really? And guess what? It's all there for the protection of we the people, right? Yeah. How's that working? No, it's all there to slowly, incrementally enslave the people through more control given unto us. And guess what? Here's the good news, friends. You're paying for it all. You're paying for it all. You're paying for all of it. You're paying for your own demise. You're empowering these people on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly period, only to gain and to wield more power against we the people. I mean, just think about this. They've even gone now. Your government, I heard it during the break, your government is now dragging its feet on guiding the court. Those were the exact words. Into what they should do with the transgender bathroom bill. Are you kidding me? You have got to be out of your mind to accept this as normal in any sense of the word. Your government doesn't know the difference when it comes to these simple topics. And by the way, even if they didn't, they can study and show themselves approved, just like I have. And just like everybody in this country that is thankful for the price given both in the natural and in the spiritual on my behalf to enjoy the freedoms in which I have today. That's how you say thank you. You live for what they died for, both in the natural and in the spiritual, first and foremost, namely the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Now let me go back to this, because we got off on a really good rabbit trail. I love this stuff. I love exposing and speaking truth to the power that God has ordained for this season. And I'm talking about corruption because that is our business. Matter of fact, you can find nowhere in Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations where the prophetic and the apostolic or those that were in the church, and I don't care if it was the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, or the pastor, they all had the end aim, same in view. They all had their eye single, fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith, and they all obeyed in what was it? The light exposed the darkness together. And why do I say that? Well, I'm going to follow this little trail. It's interesting how many people in the church today say, well, that's, you know, that's more what of a more of what a prophet does. You know, Bradley, that's more what an apostle does. Most people can't even define an apostle or a prophet. Oh, no, Bradley, that's more of what a teacher does. No, Bradley, that's what a pastor does. I mean, folks, the system of the church in America is so upside down, it should scare you straight. Literally. It should scare you straight. We all have the same end aim in view. And I'm going to say this. Speaking of the Christ, aim small, miss small. Aim small, miss small. In other words, keep your eyes single and your heart single to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because when you aim small, you're going to miss small. Let's get back to this point. McAuliffe, Governor McAuliffe, he calls himself, vetoes bill that would defund Planned Parenthood. Why would he do that? Who is he working for? Is he not listening to those that he's to represent? And even besides that, let's go to even to that which precedes that. Is he not understanding thou shalt not kill? Is he not understanding, just again, just speaking of the topic because it's brand new news? I mean, folks, Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed a bill that would restrict Planned Parenthood from contracting with the state. The bill sponsored by Benjamin Klein, a Republican of Rockbridge, passed the Senate last week on a 20-19 vote. Oh, look at that. Look at how close that is. Oh, we have nothing to worry about. There's still 19 good people in there that are advocating life. Really? Well, then what you have to ask yourself is, why is it that you're tolerating 20 criminals to call themselves representatives in your government? And folks, that's a fact. When it comes down to the bare bones of what the law says, that is a fact. 20 of those people that voted against life and the laws that actually protect the life of the innocent in the womb need to be removed, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. No question about it. These are not the type of people you can help. These are the type of people you must remove. And if you want a little history on that, go ahead and do a little research on the Nuremberg trials, friends. After all of them people were killed by the likes of an Adolf Hitler, there were very, very few of them that were remorseful, repentant for the crimes that were committed. The rest of them said they were just doing what they were told to do. And in many cases, they were waiting in line to be promoted to the next Führer of Germany. They weren't sorry. And folks, that's what you're seeing today. Look at Dianne Feinstein. Look at her countenance. You tell me she doesn't carry the same spirit. Look at many of those that you call representatives. I mean, look at Harry Reid. He looks like a stinking someone's daddy concerning the mob, some little mob pawn. And that's exactly what he is. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She doesn't have a brain to think with, friends. And if she does, it's in the wrong place. And that's a fact. I mean, she can't even recite or make reference to constitutional law because she doesn't know the law. She's not working to make sure and ensure the rights of the people. She's there to tear away on the behalf of special interests to drive you back into slavery. And is that not a fact? I told you just a little while ago, friends, you're paying for everything. You are. You're paying for everything. You are strengthening the tyrant and adding strength to the tyrant by what you're allotting them to do on a daily basis, just like this criminal. Listen carefully. Governor Terry McAuliffe vetoed a bill that would restrict Planned Parenthood from murdering babies. Why? Why would he do something like that? It would prevent the Virginia Department of Health from providing funds to clinics that provide abortion services to women who are not covered by Medicaid. I didn't know that it was your job, government. And here, I want to tell you something on the right too, friends, as you call yourselves. You guys are all happy about Donald Trump getting in there and creating jobs. Since when is it Donald's job to create jobs? Since when is it anybody's job in government to create jobs? It's their job to get out of the way, as we are the ones, we the people, create the jobs, not them. You have it backwards.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. That hour flew by. Last segment, friends. America, you're paying for your own oppressors. You're supporting your oppressors. You are supporting those that are advocates of the murder of the innocent in the womb. You are supporting those that are advocating transgender bills in the bathroom, friends. These stand clearly in contradiction to our laws. You are advocating and allowing, and again, adding strength to those that are advancing an agenda, to those that mean to silence you. I mean, you're seeing what's going on in this country right now. By the way, just for the record again, keep in mind much of what you're seeing today is all created. Again, just wanted to highlight that. It's bought and paid for. Okay? So don't get too excited. They want to rile up the American people because they want to incite domestic insurrection. This is all bought and paid for. And by the way, again, let's go back in all fairness to the law. Why isn't Donald Trump brought forth that special prosecutor concerning the Clintons. I mean, now he, hey, friends, by the way, I'm just waiting for all those phone calls saying, Bradley, you were right. Bradley, you were right. Bradley, you were right. I know I was right. And I know I am right. Isn't it interesting how Donald Trump's going around now, friends, over the last, what, 2 and 3 weeks, talking about how Hillary Clinton is selling uranium ore to the Russians. Well, he's the one calling out her crime. Where's that special prosecutor, Mr. Trump? You promised. That was a campaign promise. Where's that special prosecutor? If you want the people to really believe that you're the real deal, then we need to see justice. Remember you were talking about the rule of law? Bring it in. That's what you're there for. And by the way, it's there regardless of if you have a corrupt president in there as well. Because you are the law, America. But where's this justice we were promised? Where was the stopping of abortion that we were promised? I don't like it. And the American people are saying, oh, I'm glad he doesn't like it. I'm going to vote for him now. Wait a second. The law stands against it. The law is already working against what you're tolerating. And again, friends, how many times have I had to share with you, and not recently, but I say it again, how many times have I told you, friends, regardless of who they are in any position, you are there to throw off those that throw off the Constitution. You are not, if they are not there to uphold what they said they would uphold, then you have to lawfully take responsibility and deal with them. Because if you do not, what's going to fall upon you? Judgment. You're again adding strength to your oppressors. Okay, so this is the point that I want to make. Mr. McAuliffe, Virginia, and again, here's a Democrat, so you expect him to be bad already. So in other words, you're talking about the lawless, exactly. It's not the left, they're the lawless. Okay? And you see how strong the right is by tolerating their lawlessness. Okay? We've already exposed that. But it's interesting to note that during an event outside the executive mansion on Tuesday, listen to those words, McAuliffe referred to the building as the brick wall to protect women's health care by killing, I'm adding, the innocent in the womb concerning the woman's choice to commit the act of what God forbade in the first place, namely fornication or adultery. You don't blame the fruit. You planted the seed. How ridiculous. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Forgive me. A brick wall to protect women. He's not protecting the women. For those that have had an abortion and you stand with this criminal, I want you to understand something. He's not protecting a brick wall. He wants your money. Well, what am I talking about? Now, listen to this carefully. It's important for women to have access to quality health care, he said. This is what matters to Virginia families today. Who said that? He did. That's not what the people want. That's not what the voice of the American people is at the present. It's what he said. He spoke on the behalf of the people that didn't say what he put in their mouths. He said, this wall just got taller and it just got wider, folks. He told the crowd Tuesday before vetoing the legislation. The crowd. Huh. Well, why is it that he is so adamant about protecting women's rights? Virginia Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe is the subject of an ongoing investigation, and it's interesting the FBI is becoming impotent as well in so many different ways, but he is the subject of an ongoing investigation by the FBI and the prosecutors from the Justice Department's Public Integrity Unit. U.S. officials briefed on the probe say the investigation dates to at least last year and is focused at least in part on whether donations to his gubernatorial campaign violated the law. Wait a second. Donations giving to him concerning his gubernatorial campaign violated the law. Where is that money coming from? Now keep in mind, he sold the American people, for those that believe this crook, he sold the American people that he's there for the women's rights. No. Friends, pull the curtain back. Follow the money trail. Where's he been getting his money from? Guess where he's been getting his money from, friends? Planned Parenthood. For what? His gubernatorial campaign. So what is he doing? He's attempting to protect himself by shielding himself by using the very few that are guilty of committing the act of murder, namely abortion, in his particular state. He wants you to believe that he's speaking up for the majority of women and standing up for their rights, when in fact he's not standing up for anybody but for himself, because he wants to remain in that position of control. Because America, you have let these type of people believe that they are above the law. And I'll tell you something right now. He's under an FBI investigation. Justice Department investigation as well. You can almost bet your bottom dollar, unless they're looking for a fall guy, he's not going anywhere. I mean, regardless of how much money he's taken from the Clinton Foundation, how much money he's taken from Planned Parenthood, I mean, folks, it matters not. Hey, listen, we got James Comey in the FBI who already said any investigator or prosecutor with any common sense would surely not even consider prosecuting the likes of Hillary Clinton, who admires going back to, and I'm making a point concerning James Comey, but he's talking about Hillary Clinton, who everybody in this country knows is a criminal from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet. Any decent prosecutor, any prosecutor with common sense knows that they wouldn't bring prosecution against the likes of Hillary Clinton. Of course not, James Comey, where your brother does the taxes for the Clintons. We don't want people to know about that. Well, guess what, America? Now you do. Now you do. So herein is the problem. And herein is the answer. The answer is always, folks, it's always intertwined through every message I have. Justice. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. That's in the book of Amos chapter 5 verse 24. Go over to Isaiah 26 verse 9. The inhabitants of the world learn righteousness when thy judgments, it says in the King James Version, Isaiah 26 verse 9, when thy judgments are in the world. So who's supposed to enforce the law against these people? You are. How many times, America, do you need to see these politicians? Now, I understand accusation, too. I do get that. But the media only goes after, for the most part, the good guys. The reason that they're exposing this guy's laundry now is because they have to. They weren't there at the offset to actually expose him for his crimes. No, they were in cahoots with him. They were allied with him. But now it's to the point where they can't save this anymore or hide this any longer. Now they have to come out like everybody else and say, okay, we need to now distance ourselves from this individual. He's been busted. But it doesn't matter if he's been busted or not. Let's see what happens concerning his crimes. Because according to the judges, you, America, enforcing the law against their crime, it only exhibits your love for your freedom and your thankfulness for the sacrifice given on the behalf of your freedoms and your hatred concerning the crimes committed against that sacrifice. I just preached Christ crucified. When you look at the cross of Calvary, it's twofold. God's hatred for sin and God's love for mankind. Out of gratitude, I walk in holiness because that's what Christ died to bestow upon me by His Holy Spirit. Because that brings us about through His blood into the very presence to have communion within the veil with my Heavenly Father. Friends, let's get this thing right, because we can do this. Love you by what I do. Talking 23, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Mandel Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.